Hi, this is Gary Tanner. Thanks for listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
And you're listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. We just heard People Like Us from her new album, Don't Think Right, It's All Twice. We heard Break Me, Break My Horse. Before that, we heard Foom with Tew from the LP Surface Noise and Imperfections. We heard Craig Johnson from his untitled tape, which I guess was actually a CDR, which did have a title, which came out a couple of years ago. But now it's just a tape. It's on Bandcamp, too. It's Craig Johnson is Laser Beams of Boredom. So just look for the Laser Beams of Boredom at Bandcamp. And for a couple of releases on the Care of Editions label, which has only released 3 LPs so far. They're supposed to be releasing 3 more. And we heard Tau, which is a project of an artist named Boris Hegenbart, from an album called First/Do, which is actually an LP of music which was originally released on a CD in 1997. But anyway, we heard a track called Folded. Before that, Scott Kazan with Bodies from the album Swallow, and Ezra Buchla with A Cruel Man from the album At the Door. That's what we heard in that set. We're going to hear from Thought Broadcast up next, and then lots more stuff here on The Answer Is in the Beat right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Earlier this year, Meyer Vishner, an activist from New York City and a close associate of Avi Hoffman, Phil Oakes, Tom Forcade, Paul Krasner, and Allen Ginsberg, donated a large collection of materials to the Joseph A. Labadie Collection at the University of Michigan. The collection consists of correspondence, photographs, posters, flyers, hundreds of LPs, and various other ephemera that Vishner collected during his life. He was active in various social movements and spent years working as a late-night radio host at WBAI in New York. Shortly after Vishner gave away most of his material goods, he took his own life as part of his existential project. The Labadie Collection decided to find a suitable home for the records, one that they think Vishner would have approved of. We at WCBN thank the Labadie Collection for thinking of us. These hundreds of LPs will slowly work themselves into our library.
Michael from Post Prior. You know, being in a band is hard, but being in a band with a grouchy hypoglycemic is even harder. My bandmate Ben was an intolerable f***er for the longest time. Then I found out he was allergic to wheat. So remember, if the musician closest to you is sometimes unpleasant, irritable, or violently unpredictable, have him tested for a food allergy. Gluten-free is the way to be.
You're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, 88.3, WCBN.org. This is a show called The Answer Isn't the Beat. My name is Paul. I do this every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m., plus online at theanswerisn'thebeat.net. We just heard Policy from his LP Postscript. We heard the track Ghost in the Groove. Before that, LA Vampires with Maria Minerva, with trying to be Honest with Myself. From the Integration LP. We heard Patrick Cowley with Mockingbird Dream from School Days, a new double LP release on the Dark Entries label. Prostitutes from the album Crushed Interior. We heard A Lot of Scars. Regional Curse with the title track to her tape Natural Living. And Thought Broadcast started this off with Fortune Teller from the self-titled LP Thought Broadcast. Time for some events information. Today is Saturday, December 7th, 2013. The California Guitar Trio and the Montreal Guitar Trio are at the Maxim Fisher Music Center in Detroit. Two groups will perform as part of Noel Night, which is going on in multiple Detroit venues on Saturday the 7th. I guess there's two different sets, 7 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. The Martha Redbone Roots Project is at the Detroit Public Library at 7:45, also part of Noel Night. War Horses, The Paper Sound, Walking Beat, and Out at Wilby at the Magic Stick Lounge at 8 p.m. And the Nakatani Gong Orchestra is at Trina Sos in Detroit at 8 p.m. That's percussionist Tatsuya Nakatani, accompanied by about a dozen Detroit musicians. And also Sunday the 8th, Dave Bixby, who was just here in Ann Arbor and performing live here on this radio station. We'll be at Trina Sos in Detroit. That's Sunday. Monday the 9th, Hologram, Sapphic, and TV Ghosts are at Magic Stick at 8 p.m. Tuesday the 10th, The Kills and U.S. Girls are at the Majestic Theater at 8 p.m. And Friday the 13th, Anna Managuchi and Tusks at the Blind Pig at 9 p.m. Concert info will be here daily morning at 2:35, 38, 30, 11:30. Also 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m., and Saturday, Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Right here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, 88.3 and WCBN.org. Oh, you know what? That was concert info. That was concert info. I'm not supposed to read that for another hour. Events info. Here's some events. Saturday, December 7th, OmniFi is at the UMMA at 1 to 4 p.m. It's an interactive concert spread throughout the museum's galleries. The ensemble uses the internet to connect performers who are in different spaces. That's amazing sounding. That's really interesting. Okay. What else? Midsummer Night's Dream is going to be at the Dreamland Theater. That's the Shakespeare play adapted for marionettes. That's at Dreamland Theater at 8 p.m. What else is going on? Nick Girard is at Canterbury House at 8 p.m. Plastic Boys, Eroders, Fake Surfers, and Julian Page at the Painted Lady in Hamtramck at 9 p.m. Red Tape Riot, 9 Years Away in Flower at the Woodruffs at 10 p.m. And what else? Sunday the 8th, the Ann Arbor Indie Fair is at Wolverine State Brewing Company. And, what else? Monday night, the UM Library Book Sale is at the Hatcher Graduate Library Gallery, Room 100. And Itasca, Ivy Meadows, Canyon, and Fred Thomas at the Warehouse at 8:40. Plaza Drive, Ann Arbor, the Canyon Release Tape. That's the Canyon Tape Release Show, right? Tuesday, December 10th, EGA. That's the movie playing at the WCBN Freenet the Movies at Arbor Brewing Company at 9 p.m. Looking forward to that. And that's pretty much it. So Events Info is brought to you by Current Magazine, Ann Arbor's Entertainment Monthly, available at many locations around town. And it can be heard daily morning at 1:30, 4:30, 7:30, and 10:30, and also at 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. right here on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Yes, okay. So, once again, you're listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. I'm Paul. I'm here playing music until 6. When you hear something from Nabot from a 3-inch CDR that was limited to 25 copies on the Bad Secta label. Keep it locked. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor.
Thank you.